Penguin Audio presents Hero by Mike Lupica, read by Dan Bittner. Chapter 1. There were four thugs, total gangsters, in front of the house with their rifles and their night vision goggles. Four more in back, no telling how many more inside. So figure a dozen hard guys at least, protecting one of the worst guys in the world. Not one of them having a clue about how much trouble they were really in. How badly I had them outnumbered. Hired guns in any country never worried me. The bads? They were the real enemy. Worse than any terrorists, even if I was one of the few people alive who knew they existed. Even my boss, the President of the United States, didn't know what we were really up against, how much he really needed me. When he talked about our country fighting an unseen threat, he didn't know how true that really was. When my son Zach was little, I used to tell him these fantastic bedtime stories about the bads, and he thought I was making them up. I wasn't. The snow was falling hard now, bringing night along with it. Not good. Definitely not good. I didn't need a blizzard tonight. Not if I wanted to get the plane in the air once I got back to the small terminal near the airport in Zagreb, which was only going to happen if I could get past the guards, get inside, and then back out with a guy I'd come all this way for. It meant things going the way they were supposed to, which didn't always happen in my line of work. My official line of work? That would be special advisor to the president, a title that meant nothing on nights like this. On assignments like this.